One of the most enthusiastic delegations at World Youth Day is the one from Ireland. The group from Dublin is led by the Archbishop Diarmaid Martin. He spoke to Sean Patrick Lovett about his experience in Rio.
I'm here with a group from the Archdiocese of Dublin. We have groups from two other dioceses in Ireland, from Ferns and from Clogher. It's a small delegation because of the expense of people coming here. We're also organising over this weekend Rio in Dublin, which is trying to get young people to share, and with modern communications we'll be able to have links up. And we're having it in one of the growing businesses in Ireland, and that's providing food for the poor. It's in a food centre in the centre of Dublin, which, because of the hardships, has had to increase its services. And the idea is to bring the young people who are in Dublin into the link with the world gathering of young people, and at the same time to be fully rooted in a church which is there to serve the poor and to meet and experience and contact the poor.
Archbishop Diarmaid, how is this experience in Rio different from other World Youth Days you've attended?
It's rained much more. And we had the Eucharistic Congress in Dublin and we fought against the rain. And there's a certain sense in which the initial reaction is, oh dear, it shouldn't be like this. But it's probably the thing everybody will talk about for years after. Do you remember when we were in Rio? And it has a way of building up solidarity. Really great congratulations to the local church for the way they have prepared the events. And as always, the experience for our young people is meeting young people from different parts of the world. In an Ireland in which it's not necessarily cool and popular to be a young Christian and a young Catholic, for our young people to see there are many others experiencing the same experience, and to go away strengthened in their faith and more sensitive to some of the issues in which living out the faith means for people. The central focal reflection is what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. What does Jesus Christ mean in people's lives? And how does Jesus Christ give our young people a sense of meaning and purpose and hopefulness in all their difficulties, without wiping away those difficulties from the realities of life?
I have to ask the Archbishop of Dublin, could there ever be a World Youth Day in Ireland?
Not in the next few years, because we had our Eucharistic Congress, which was quite a significant event, because it gave an emphasis of renewed confidence in our church. Building that up, I think we could easily look towards a World Youth Day, but not in the immediate future.